The Common Law. By Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Common Law by Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. is a classic work of legal philosophy that has been influential in the development of modern legal thought. The book was first published in 1881 and has since been widely read and studied by legal scholars and practitioners. In it, Holmes examines the nature of law and its relationship to society, arguing that law is not a static set of rules but rather an ever-evolving set of principles that must be adapted to changing social conditions. He also argues that the law should be based on reason and justice, rather than on tradition or custom. The book begins with an introduction in which Holmes outlines his views on the nature of law. He argues that law is not a set of rules that are handed down from on high, but rather a set of principles that are developed through the application of reason and justice. He also argues that the law should be based on the needs of society, rather than on the whims of the ruling class. He further argues that the law should be flexible and adaptable to changing social conditions. The book then moves on to examine the various sources of law, including common law, statutory law, and equity. Holmes argues that common law is the most important source of law, as it is based on the principles of reason and justice. He also argues that statutory law should be used to supplement common law, rather than to replace it. Finally, he argues that equity should be used to supplement both common law and statutory law, as it is based on the principles of fairness and justice. The book then moves on to examine the various aspects of legal reasoning, including the use of precedent, the application of logic, and the interpretation of statutes. Holmes argues that legal reasoning should be based on the principles of reason and justice, rather than on tradition or custom. He also argues that legal reasoning should be flexible and adaptable to changing social conditions. The book concludes with a discussion of the role of the judge in the legal system. Holmes argues that the judge should be impartial and should strive to apply the law in a fair and just manner. He also argues that the judge should be guided by the principles of reason and justice, rather than by tradition or custom. The Common Law by Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. is a classic work of legal philosophy that has been influential in the development of modern legal thought. In it, Holmes examines the nature of law and its relationship to society, arguing that law is not a static set of rules but rather an ever-evolving set of principles that must be adapted to changing social conditions. He also examines the various sources of law, including common law, statutory law, and equity, and the various aspects of legal reasoning, including the use of precedent, the application of logic, and the interpretation of statutes. Finally, he discusses the role of the judge in the legal system, arguing that the judge should be impartial and should strive to apply the law in a fair and just manner. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The law is a living organism that evolves over time. The Common Law by Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. argues that the law is not static, but rather a living organism that evolves over time in response to changing social and economic conditions. The law is not static, but rather a living organism that evolves over time in response to changing social and economic conditions. This is the central argument of Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr.'s book The Common Law. According to Holmes, the law is not a set of immutable rules, but rather a dynamic system that is constantly adapting to the needs of society. He argues that the law must be flexible and responsive to the changing needs of society, and that it must be able to evolve in order to remain relevant and effective. Holmes also argues that the law must be based on principles of justice and fairness, and that it must be applied in a consistent and equitable manner. He believes that the law should be based on the principles of natural justice, and that it should be applied in a way that is fair and just to all parties involved. He also argues that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the values and beliefs of the society in which it is applied. Holmes' argument that the law is a living organism that evolves over time is an important one, and it has been influential in shaping the way that the law is understood and applied today. His argument has been used to support the idea that the law should be flexible and responsive to the changing needs of society, and that it should be based on principles of justice and fairness. His argument has also been used to support the idea that the law should be applied in a consistent and equitable manner. Main idea number two. The law is based on precedent. Holmes argues that the law is based on precedent, meaning that decisions made in the past are used to guide decisions in the present. Holmes argues that the law is based on precedent, meaning that decisions made in the past are used to guide decisions in the present. This means that when a court is presented with a case, it will look to past decisions to determine how to rule. This is done to ensure consistency and fairness in the legal system. By relying on precedent, the court can ensure that similar cases are treated in the same way. This helps to ensure that justice is served and that the law is applied equally to all. The concept of precedent is also important in terms of legal reasoning. When a court is presented with a case, it will look to past decisions to determine how to rule. This helps to ensure that the court is making decisions based on sound legal reasoning and that the law is applied consistently. By relying on precedent, the court can ensure that similar cases are treated in the same way and that justice is served. The concept of precedent is an important part of the legal system and is essential for ensuring fairness and consistency. By relying on precedent, the court can ensure that similar cases are treated in the same way and that justice is served. This helps to ensure that the law is applied equally to all and that the court is making decisions based on sound legal reasoning. Main idea number three. The law is based on reason. Holmes argues that the law is based on reason, meaning that decisions should be made based on logical principles rather than emotion or personal opinion. Holmes argues that the law is based on reason, meaning that decisions should be made based on logical principles rather than emotion or personal opinion. He believes that the law should be based on a rational system of principles that are applied consistently and fairly. He argues that the law should be based on a set of principles that are derived from the facts of the case and the applicable legal precedents. He also believes that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the values of justice and fairness. Holmes further argues that the law should be based on a system of principles that are applied in a consistent and predictable manner. He believes that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the values of justice and fairness. He also believes that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the values of public policy. He argues that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the values of the society in which it is applied. Holmes also believes that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the values of the Constitution. He argues that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the values of the Constitution and the principles of justice and fairness. He believes that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the values of the Constitution and the principles of justice and fairness. Main idea number four. The law is based on experience. Holmes argues that the law is based on experience, meaning that decisions should be made based on the collective wisdom of those who have gone before. Holmes argues that the law is based on experience, meaning that decisions should be made based on the collective wisdom of those who have gone before. He believes that the law should be based on the accumulated wisdom of the past, rather than on abstract principles or theories. He argues that the law should be based on the collective experience of the people, and that it should be flexible enough to adapt to changing circumstances. He also believes that the law should be based on the facts of the case, rather than on preconceived notions or biases. Holmes also argues that the law should be based on the facts of the case, rather than on preconceived notions or biases. He believes that the law should be applied objectively, without regard to the personal feelings or opinions of the judge or jury. He also believes that the law should be applied fairly and consistently, so that all parties involved in a case receive equal treatment. Finally, he believes that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the values and principles of the society in which it is applied. Main idea number five. The law is based on justice. Holmes argues that the law is based on justice, meaning that decisions should be made in a way that is fair and equitable to all parties involved. Holmes argues that the law is based on justice, meaning that decisions should be made in a way that is fair and equitable to all parties involved. He believes that justice should be the primary consideration when making decisions, and that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with this principle. He also argues that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the values of society, and that it should be applied in a way that is consistent with the values of the individual. In other words, the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the values of both the individual and society. Holmes also argues that justice should be applied in a way that is consistent with the principles of natural law. Natural law is a set of principles that are derived from the nature of the universe and the nature of human beings. These principles are based on the idea that all people are equal and should be treated equally under the law. Holmes believes that justice should be applied in a way that is consistent with these principles, and that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the values of both the individual and society. Finally, Holmes argues that justice should be applied in a way that is consistent with the principles of equity. Equity is a set of principles that are based on the idea that all people should be treated fairly and equitably under the law. Holmes believes that justice should be applied in a way that is consistent with these principles, and that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the values of both the individual and society. Main idea number 6. The law is based on morality. Holmes argues that the law is based on morality, meaning that decisions should be made in a way that is consistent with ethical principles. In his book The Common Law, Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. argues that the law is based on morality. He believes that decisions should be made in a way that is consistent with ethical principles. He argues that the law should be based on a sense of justice and fairness, rather than on arbitrary rules or the whims of those in power. He believes that the law should be used to protect the rights of individuals and to promote the common good. He also believes that the law should be applied equally to all people, regardless of their social status or wealth. Holmes argues that the law should be based on principles of justice and fairness, rather than on the interests of those in power. He believes that the law should be used to protect the rights of individuals and to promote the common good. He also believes that the law should be applied equally to all people, regardless of their social status or wealth. He argues that the law should be based on a sense of morality and justice, rather than on arbitrary rules or the whims of those in power. Holmes' view of the law is based on the idea that it should be used to promote justice and fairness. He believes that the law should be used to protect the rights of individuals and to promote the common good. He also believes that the law should be applied equally to all people, regardless of their social status or wealth. He argues that the law should be based on a sense of morality and justice, rather than on arbitrary rules or the whims of those in power. Main idea number 7. The law is based on public policy. Holmes argues that the law is based on public policy, meaning that decisions should be made in a way that is beneficial to society as a whole. Holmes argues that the law is based on public policy, meaning that decisions should be made in a way that is beneficial to society as a whole. He believes that the law should be used to promote the public good, rather than to serve the interests of any particular individual or group. He argues that the law should be used to protect the rights of all citizens, and to ensure that justice is served. He also believes that the law should be used to promote social progress and to ensure that the public is protected from harm. Holmes also argues that the law should be used to promote fairness and equality. He believes that the law should be used to ensure that everyone is treated equally, regardless of their race, gender, or social class. He also believes that the law should be used to ensure that everyone has access to the same opportunities and resources. Finally, he believes that the law should be used to ensure that everyone is treated with respect and dignity. Main idea number 8. The law is based on custom. Holmes argues that the law is based on custom, meaning that decisions should be made in a way that is consistent with the values and traditions of the community. Holmes argues that the law is based on custom, meaning that decisions should be made in a way that is consistent with the values and traditions of the community. He believes that the law should be interpreted in a way that reflects the values of the people, rather than simply following a strict set of rules. This means that the law should be flexible and adaptable to changing circumstances, and should be based on the values of the people rather than on a rigid set of rules. Holmes also argues that the law should be based on reason and justice, rather than on emotion or prejudice. He believes that the law should be applied in a way that is fair and just, and that it should be based on the facts of the case rather than on personal opinion or bias. He also believes that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the values of the community, and that it should be interpreted in a way that reflects the values of the people. Main idea number 9. The law is based on equity. Holmes argues that the law is based on equity, meaning that decisions should be made in a way that is fair and just to all parties involved. Holmes argues that the law is based on equity, meaning that decisions should be made in a way that is fair and just to all parties involved. He believes that the law should be applied in a way that is equitable, taking into account the circumstances of each individual case. He also believes that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the principles of justice and fairness. He argues that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the values of society, and that it should be applied in a way that is consistent with the values of the individual. Holmes also argues that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the principles of natural justice. He believes that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the principles of natural law, which are based on the idea that all people should be treated equally and fairly. He also believes that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the principles of public policy, which are based on the idea that the law should be applied in a way that is beneficial to society as a whole. Holmes also argues that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the principles of morality. He believes that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the principles of morality, which are based on the idea that people should act in a way that is consistent with the values of society. He also believes that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the principles of justice, which are based on the idea that people should be treated fairly and justly. Main idea number 10. The law is based on precedent and reason. Holmes argues that the law is based on both precedent and reason, meaning that decisions should be made based on both past decisions and logical principles. Holmes argues that the law is based on both precedent and reason. He explains that decisions should be made based on both past decisions and logical principles. He states that precedent is important because it provides a framework for understanding the law and how it has been applied in the past. At the same time, he argues that reason is also important because it allows for the application of the law to new situations. He believes that both precedent and reason should be taken into account when making decisions. Holmes further explains that precedent is important because it provides a sense of stability and consistency in the law. He argues that when a court follows precedent, it is more likely to reach a decision that is fair and just. On the other hand, reason is important because it allows for the application of the law to new situations. He believes that reason should be used to interpret the law in a way that is consistent with the spirit of the law, rather than simply following the letter of the law. In conclusion, Holmes argues that the law should be based on both precedent and reason. He believes that precedent provides a sense of stability and consistency in the law, while reason allows for the application of the law to new situations. He believes that both should be taken into account when making decisions in order to ensure that the law is applied fairly and justly. Main idea number 11. The law is based on precedent and experience. Holmes argues that the law is based on both precedent and experience, meaning that decisions should be made based on both past decisions and the collective wisdom of those who have gone before. Holmes argues that the law is based on both precedent and experience. Precedent is the practice of following the decisions of past cases, while experience is the collective wisdom of those who have gone before. Precedent is important because it provides a framework for making decisions, while experience is important because it allows us to draw on the collective wisdom of those who have gone before. By combining the two, we can make decisions that are both informed and fair. Holmes also argues that the law should be based on reason and justice. Reason is important because it allows us to make decisions that are based on logic and evidence, while justice is important because it ensures that decisions are made in a fair and equitable manner. By combining reason and justice, we can make decisions that are both rational and just. Ultimately, Holmes argues that the law should be based on both precedent and experience, as well as reason and justice. By combining these four elements, we can make decisions that are both informed and fair, and that will stand the test of time. Main idea number 12. The law is based on precedent and justice. Holmes argues that the law is based on both precedent and justice, meaning that decisions should be made based on both past decisions and principles of fairness and equity. The law is based on precedent and justice, according to Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. in his book The Common Law. He argues that decisions should be made based on both past decisions and principles of fairness and equity. This means that when making a decision, the court should consider both the precedents set by past cases and the principles of justice that should be applied to the case. This ensures that decisions are made in a fair and equitable manner, and that justice is served. Holmes also argues that the law should be applied in a consistent manner, so that similar cases are treated in the same way. This means that the court should not make decisions based on personal opinion or bias, but rather on the facts of the case and the precedents set by past cases. This ensures that justice is served and that the law is applied in a consistent manner. In conclusion, Holmes argues that the law should be based on both precedent and justice. This means that decisions should be made based on both past decisions and principles of fairness and equity. This ensures that justice is served and that the law is applied in a consistent manner. Main idea number 13. The law is based on precedent and morality. Holmes argues that the law is based on both precedent and morality, meaning that decisions should be made based on both past decisions and ethical principles. In his book The Common Law, Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. argues that the law is based on both precedent and morality. He states that decisions should be made based on both past decisions and ethical principles. He believes that the law should be based on a combination of both, as precedent provides a framework for understanding the law, while morality provides a basis for making decisions that are just and equitable. Holmes argues that precedent is important because it provides a structure for understanding the law. He believes that by looking at past decisions, we can gain insight into how the law should be applied in the present. He also believes that morality is important because it provides a basis for making decisions that are just and equitable. He believes that decisions should be made based on what is right and wrong, rather than simply what is convenient or expedient. Holmes' argument is that the law should be based on both precedent and morality. He believes that by combining the two, we can create a system of justice that is both fair and equitable. He believes that by looking at past decisions and ethical principles, we can create a system of justice that is both just and effective. Main idea number 14. The law is based on precedent and public policy. Holmes argues that the law is based on both precedent and public policy, meaning that decisions should be made based on both past decisions and what is beneficial to society as a whole. Holmes argues that the law is based on both precedent and public policy. Precedent is the practice of following the decisions of past cases, while public policy is the idea that decisions should be made based on what is beneficial to society as a whole. Precedent is important because it provides a framework for understanding the law and helps to ensure consistency in decision-making. Public policy is important because it allows for the law to be adapted to changing circumstances and to reflect the values of society. By combining both precedent and public policy, Holmes argues that decisions should be made in a way that is both consistent and beneficial to society. Main idea number 15. The law is based on precedent and custom. Holmes argues that the law is based on both precedent and custom, meaning that decisions should be made based on both past decisions and the values and traditions of the community. Holmes argues that the law is based on both precedent and custom. Precedent refers to the decisions made in similar cases in the past, while custom refers to the values and traditions of the community. He believes that decisions should be made based on both of these factors, as they provide a framework for understanding the law and its application. Precedent helps to ensure that similar cases are treated in a consistent manner, while custom helps to ensure that the law is applied in a way that is consistent with the values and traditions of the community. Holmes also argues that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the values and traditions of the community. He believes that the law should be applied in a way that is fair and just, and that it should be applied in a way that respects the rights of all individuals. He also believes that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the values and traditions of the community, as this helps to ensure that the law is applied in a way that is consistent with the values and traditions of the community. Main idea number 16. The law is based on precedent and equity. Holmes argues that the law is based on both precedent and equity, meaning that decisions should be made based on both past decisions and principles of fairness and justice. Holmes argues that the law is based on both precedent and equity. Precedent refers to the decisions made in similar cases in the past, which can be used as a guide for making decisions in the present. Equity, on the other hand, refers to principles of fairness and justice that should be taken into account when making decisions. Holmes argues that both precedent and equity should be taken into account when making decisions in the law, as this will ensure that decisions are made in a fair and just manner. Holmes further argues that the law should be based on both precedent and equity in order to ensure that decisions are made in a consistent manner. By relying on both precedent and equity, decisions can be made in a way that is consistent with past decisions and principles of fairness and justice. This will help to ensure that decisions are made in a way that is fair and just, and that the law is applied in a consistent manner. Main idea number 17. The law is based on reason and experience. Holmes argues that the law is based on both reason and experience, meaning that decisions should be made based on both logical principles and the collective wisdom of those who have gone before. Holmes argues that the law is based on both reason and experience. He explains that reason is the logical principles that guide decision-making, while experience is the collective wisdom of those who have gone before. He believes that decisions should be made based on both of these elements, as they provide a more comprehensive understanding of the law. He argues that reason alone is not enough to make sound decisions, as it can be too abstract and theoretical. Experience, on the other hand, can provide a more practical understanding of the law, as it is based on the collective wisdom of those who have gone before. Holmes further argues that reason and experience should be used together to make decisions. He believes that reason can provide a logical framework for decision-making, while experience can provide a more practical understanding of the law. He argues that this combination of reason and experience can provide a more comprehensive understanding of the law, and can help to ensure that decisions are made in a more informed and balanced manner. Main idea number 18. The law is based on reason and justice. Holmes argues that the law is based on both reason and justice, meaning that decisions should be made based on both logical principles and principles of fairness and equity. Holmes argues that the law is based on both reason and justice. He states that decisions should be made based on logical principles as well as principles of fairness and equity. He believes that the law should be applied in a way that is both rational and just, so that all parties involved are treated fairly and equitably. He also believes that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the values of society, so that it is seen as a legitimate source of authority. Holmes further argues that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the values of society, so that it is seen as a legitimate source of authority. He believes that the law should be applied in a way that is both rational and just, so that all parties involved are treated fairly and equitably. He also believes that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the values of society, so that it is seen as a legitimate source of authority. Holmes' argument is that the law should be based on both reason and justice. He believes that decisions should be made based on logical principles as well as principles of fairness and equity. He also believes that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the values of society, so that it is seen as a legitimate source of authority. By applying the law in this way, Holmes believes that it will be seen as a legitimate source of authority and will be respected by all parties involved. Main idea number 19. The law is based on reason and morality. Holmes argues that the law is based on both reason and morality, meaning that decisions should be made based on both logical principles and ethical principles. Holmes argues that the law is based on both reason and morality. He states that decisions should be made based on logical principles as well as ethical principles. He believes that the law should be based on a combination of both reason and morality, as this will ensure that decisions are made in a fair and just manner. He argues that reason should be used to determine the facts of a case, while morality should be used to determine the right course of action. He believes that this combination of reason and morality will lead to the best possible outcome for all parties involved. Holmes further argues that the law should be based on a sense of justice and fairness. He believes that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the values of society. He argues that the law should be applied in a way that is fair and just, and that it should be applied in a way that respects the rights of all individuals. He believes that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the values of society, and that it should be applied in a way that is consistent with the principles of justice and fairness. Holmes' argument is that the law should be based on both reason and morality. He believes that decisions should be made based on both logical principles and ethical principles. He argues that the law should be applied in a way that is consistent with the values of society, and that it should be applied in a way that is consistent with the principles of justice and fairness. He believes that this combination of reason and morality will lead to the best possible outcome for all parties involved. Main idea number 20. The law is based on reason and public policy. Holmes argues that the law is based on both reason and public policy, meaning that decisions should be made based on both logical principles and what is beneficial to society as a whole. Holmes argues that the law is based on both reason and public policy. He explains that decisions should be made based on logical principles and what is beneficial to society as a whole. He states that the law should be based on what is reasonable and what is in the public interest. He believes that the law should be used to promote justice and fairness, and that it should be applied in a way that is consistent with the values of society. Holmes further argues that the law should be used to protect the rights of individuals and to ensure that everyone is treated fairly. He believes that the law should be used to promote the common good and to ensure that everyone is treated equally. He also believes that the law should be used to protect the rights of the minority and to ensure that everyone is treated with respect and dignity. Holmes' views on the law are based on the idea that it should be used to promote justice and fairness, and that it should be applied in a way that is consistent with the values of society. He believes that the law should be used to protect the rights of individuals and to ensure that everyone is treated fairly. He also believes that the law should be used to promote the common good and to ensure that everyone is treated equally.